This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Martin Gross, author of many books on the financial crisis affecting this country. The most recent is entitled National Suicide, How Washington is Destroying the American Dream from A to Z, and it is zooming up the charts at Amazon.com. Mr. Gross is here today to assess our current level of debt, especially as we look at what's happening in Greece. Mr. Gross says the danger of economic collapse related to our debt is actually greater here than it is over for the Greeks. And Mr. Gross, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. The problem we have with our debt is that the government falsely reports it. For example, President Obama stated that in 2009 it was 1.417. Now, the Greeks have been charged with faking their numbers, but we fake them and distort them more than they do. For example, I went to the Bureau of the National Debt, which has the true numbers as part of the Treasury and the only place that you can confirm what's actually happening. And I said, I did my numbers, taking the national debt beginning of 2009, the end of 2009. I come up with a deficit of $1.885 trillion, which is 30% more than the announced one. And I said, who's correct? And the public affairs officer at the Bureau of National Debt says, Mr. Gross, you are correct, as usual, because I've been dealing with them for many years. And right now he says the new debt is going to be $1.35 trillion. It's actually going to be $1.7. So what happens is that our debt in relation to the gross domestic product is much larger than that of Greece and much more serious. Now, for example, this year it's going to be 13%. Now, Greece is 12.7. We're a larger debt than they. But the interesting thing is the Council of Financial Ministers of the EU said that Greece has to bring it down to 8.7 this year, and down to 3% by 2012. Well, this year we're going to be 12%, and in 2012 we're going to be 12%, and Greece is going to be 3%. So the basis is that they have to change, but not only don't we have to change, we have no intention of changing. We've projected out a $25 trillion debt by 2019. Even Obama admits it'll be $22 trillion. And therefore, the 12% will maybe get down to 11%, which is three times larger than the EU permits. So the American situation has no hope for change because there's no intention of changing it. The spending is a mad aspect of the Democratic Party, which is, of course, destroying us. Now, unfortunately, the Republicans were almost as bad when they had control for 12 years. And Mr. Bush increased the budget 7% instead of the traditional 3%. So the hope for America is very small. We're going to be saddled with this enormous debt. As a matter of fact, the $25 trillion will cost us $1.5 trillion a year in interest. So you have compound debt, which is so negative that it feeds on itself, and yet there's no movement whatsoever to any restraint. So America is in a long-term deficit, long-term debt, and long-term poverty. This country is going to get poorer each year as long as the present spending goes on. And the spending has two purposes by the Democrats. One, to play to their base, which is mainly minorities. And in addition to that, they don't mind if there's destruction of the nation because that's their secondary goal. So America's in a jam, much worse than that of Greece, and seems to be little help. Last chapter of my book.
Well, Mr. Gross, before we get to all that, let me follow up on a couple of the points you made. Number one, in an article that I read recently, that one of the president's chief economic advisors, Christina Romer, says that what's happening in Greece is not likely to happen in this country because she says of our creditworthiness, we stand behind our debt and we're the most creditworthy nation in the world, and that is a huge difference between us and the Greeks, even though obviously our debt is a major concern.
Well, what happens is that we have the worthiness, but that's temporary because China is now getting 4% interest. In about 2 years, it'll be 6% as interest rates go up. And then what if China and Japan and the other countries or even our present citizens say, we want 8% or 10%? Our credit worthiness is thin. It's a quarter of an inch thin, and it's crumble in an instant because it's based on confidence, but the confidence erodes as the debt gets greater. So they're talking about today, but what about in 3 years, in 5 years? This nation, the dollar may no longer be the major reserve. People are talking about making an international currency because they can't trust the dollar. And I wouldn't trust the dollar if I were a debtor. I'd say, my God, when you've got 12% of the GDP every year looking out for 10 years, well, Greece is, they're talking about back to 3% of the European Union restraints. So the euro may become the reserve currency, or the Chinese currency, or an international currency. I think America, unless it gets rid of the Democratic Party, unless it gets rid of Mr. Obama, has very little hope of maintaining itself as a major economic power.
Mr. Gross, you were referring a moment ago to the end of your book, National Suicide, in which you call for $600 billion of spending cuts as opposed to the $20 billion that's being discussed right now in the halls of power here in Washington. That's still a small percentage compared to our annual deficit, but take our listeners through what you think could be plausible cuts in our federal spending each year.
Well, right now we're spending $72,000 for each welfare family of four, which is moronic. The reason is there are 86 different programs, uncoordinated. If we created a Department of Welfare, computerized it, and made sure nobody on welfare got more than $40,000 a year, we saved $350 billion. Right now, the 86 programs are hidden. If you put welfare into the federal budget on the computer, you get nothing because it's all a racket so they can maintain these 86 programs. An apartment in Stamford, Connecticut that costs $2,000. One person is paying the $2,000, and right next door, a person on Section 8 housing is paying $500, who's on welfare. So the situation is chaotic. Now, we've got 1,399 different duplicative programs for the rural areas. If we get rid of the duplication of 1,000 programs, we save $70 billion. It could all be done by a computer. And then we've got 15 cabinet agencies. We only need 11. And the staff, we can cut 20% of the staff. Each person costs $120,000 of the federal employees, and we do that without firing a single person, simply by attrition. After 7 years, 20% is gone, and we save multiple scores of billions of dollars. This government is the least efficient government in the Western world. It's destroying us. It's a political government. It's not based upon reality, and it's hidden. The average person knows nothing. The only place you can find out the true figures of the United States government is in my... It would be cheaper if they stole money. They don't steal money. They just throw it away. Now, for example, we've got 28 programs for teenage pregnancy. We've got 50 programs for juvenile delinquency. It's one program after the other. The congressman passed the bill. Forget about it. It goes on for years, 50, 60, 70 years, with an increase every year, never examined, and all you got to do is take a computer, take all the duplicative programs, and put them in.
Mr. Gross, your book is certainly a call to action. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
National Suicide, How Washington is Destroying the American Dream from A to Z. The author is Martin Gross. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.